Hi there. The word for you today is accepting others. In Romans 15 verse 7, Paul writes, "Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you." Sometimes people don't make it easy for us to accept them. They can be cranky, selfish, critical, irritating, dismissive, aggressive, and pompous. Sometimes you just want to give them a piece of your mind, give them what they deserve, give them anything but acceptance. But here's what the Bible says, accept one another. And that command is downright inconvenient. If Paul had stopped there, we might dodge the directive by saying he obviously meant good, reasonable, and acceptable people. But alas, he goes on, quote, "Just as Christ accepted you, so were you good, reasonable, and acceptable." You know the answer, don't you? But he accepted you, flaws and all. And he still does. You say, well, somebody has to straighten these people out and require them to act right. You mean like what Jesus required before he accepted you? Come on. Roman Christians had difficulty accepting their less experienced brothers and sisters, and Paul corrected them. Romans 14 verse 1, listen to it. "Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment, for God has accepted him." Straightening out people isn't our department. Accepting them is. God calls us to accept messed up, unspiritual, carnal, obnoxious, doctrinally misled, and just plain wrong people. You don't have to approve of or like or agree with them, but accepting them isn't optional. There's no elite, privileged insider class here. We occupy level ground because of two realities: our sin and the cross of Jesus. Jews and Gentiles despised each other. Even after salvation, each wanted the other to change and become like them. But Paul, he laid the axe to the root of that tree. Listen, "For Christ himself reconciled both groups by means of his death on the cross, and our hostility toward each other was put to death." So, the word for you today is it's our job to accept people and let God adjust them.